Klaus Schwab emerged from the shadows this week and appeared at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Indonesia, taking the opportunity to issue a chilling threat against humanity, while lecturing the heads of state and world leaders about their responsibilities in his globalist world order. Schwab declared the time has come for nations to grant the WEF full governmental control over their nations as part of the Great Reset agenda for humanity. According to Schwab, the cabal's plans for a so-called New World Order are so advanced, there's nothing that ordinary people like you and me can do to stop them. But what Schwab doesn't realise is that there is a fatal flaw in his globalist agenda that we can use to destroy his plans. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice Locals community for uncensored and exclusive news and views. Klaus Schwab has a history of making shocking comments at the annual ASEAN meeting, and he continued that trend at the recent meeting held in Indonesia last week. At this point, it's worth asking why an unelected leader of the World Economic Forum, a totalitarian fiefdom located deep in the Swiss Mountains, is dictating policy to democratically elected officials. As Australian politician Craig Kelly tweeted, why is Klaus holding court at the current ASEAN summit in Indonesia? Kelly's next question, why is Klaus advocating for a merger of state and corporate power, is even more important.
If we look at public-private cooperation, I think we have to find very flexible ways to coordinate the efforts. I mean, governments still provide direction, but business provides the innovative power. And I would argue that long term, with all the importance of capital, we move from the era of capitalism to the era of talentism. But even more important, we move from shareholder capitalism to stakeholder capitalism. And I am very proud to see how the business community has embraced this concept, which is now very much contested in certain other parts of the world.
It's important to understand what Schwab means when he says shareholder and stakeholder capitalism. Shareholders are people like you and me, ordinary people, who used to take for granted that our governments were on our side. Stakeholders, on the other hand, are giant multinational corporations like the mainstream media and big pharma companies that collaborated with the global elite during the recent COVID pandemic. Schwab boasted that under his system, corporate elites will craft policies for sovereign countries to ensure that innovation becomes the key competitive factor. He continued by claiming that with the fusion of the WEF and state, we would see a shift from the era of capitalism to the era of talentism. According to Schwab, governments must embrace the WEF's agenda if they want to survive in the dystopian future unfolding before our very eyes. And as for individuals, they must embrace the WEF's agenda, or they'll be rejected from society, refused a place among the lucky few to survive the great depopulation, and exterminated along with all of the other refuseniks. The scariest part of all of this is they're not even trying to hide their plans anymore. After this quick break, we'll expose the cabal's heart of darkness, using their own words to expose their sinister agenda. But first, an important word from our sponsor. MyPillow's range of products are all designed to give you the very best night's sleep of your life every damn night. No more waking up with a stiff neck. The MyPillow cooling technology will also help keep you cool the whole night through. It truly is the longest lasting and best pillow you'll ever own. And Mike Lindell is giving viewers of The People's Voice huge discounts on all of the awesome MyPillow products in his store. Visit mypillow.com/TPV and use promo code TPV at the checkout. Purchasing these American-made products helps support our show. And as a thank you, you'll also receive a free gift by using the promo code TPV. Visit mypillow.com/TPV now or call 1-800-923-1845 and use promo code TPV. That's 1-800-923-1845 and promo code TPV to get your free gift and to take advantage of the massive discount. George Orwell, in his book 1984, wrote, "The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command." How right he was. The mainstream media in 2023 are demanding that we reject the evidence of our eyes and ears and submit to the authority of the global elite, because only they can solve the problems of the world. But despite what the mainstream media are saying, the World Economic Forum are not trying to fix anything. They're trying to break everything and leave it broken. These psychopaths are trying to break you, you might want to stop paying closer attention. The global elite are waging war on our children, sexualizing them at ever younger ages, and gaslighting humanity by claiming that 8 million missing children every year is totally normal and nothing to be concerned about. They are also waging war on our children in their schools, filling libraries full of pornography and grown men in women's lingerie, while intentionally dumbing down the masses for decades. The Common Core curriculum, the brainchild of Bill Gates and Barack Obama, is the perfect example. 14 years after the Obama administration began forcing schools around the country to adopt Common Core, students are now recording results lower than previously thought possible, with staggering declines in average math and reading scores. The cabal have the masses where they want them, cowering in the corner, confused and demoralized. It's no surprise that Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, Yuval Noah Harari, recently declared that the WEF considers the vast majority of the human population to be obsolete, useless, and redundant. According to Harari, so-called common people are right to be fearful of the future in which they will be made redundant. The WEF advisor assessed the widespread anxiety among common people as being rooted in a fear of being left behind in a future run by smart people. Such fears are justified, according to Harari, who spoke on behalf of the elites and confirmed, we just don't need the vast majority of you.
If you go back to the middle of the 20th century, and it doesn't matter if you're in the United States with Roosevelt, or if you're in Germany with Hitler, or if you're in the USSR with Stalin, and you think about building the future, then your building materials are those millions of people who are working hard in the factories, in the farms, the soldiers in the... You need them. You don't have any kind of future without them. Hmm. And now fast forward to the early 21st century when we just don't need the vast majority of the population.
Because?
Because the future is about developing more and more sophisticated technology. Like, again, artificial intelligence, bioengineering, most people don't contribute anything to that except perhaps for their data. And whatever people are still doing, which is useful, these technologies increasingly will make redundant and will make it possible to replace the people. The big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Do you have an answer in the book?
At present, the best guess we have is keep them happy with drugs and computer games.
Harari was just saying what Davos elites have been whispering about for decades. The world population must be reduced by 94%, according to the globalists. This is a core tenet of their Satanist beliefs, and they have become laser-focused in spreading the word about their evil plans.
So in the session we just attended here at the Economic Forum, I think there was a sense of relief, actually, in your frankness. You brought up some issues that others are reluctant to
trouble.
Bring up.
Always. All the religious groups are against me because I'm talking about population. They want more souls. I want less on the planet.
The madness and messiah complexes run deep in globalist circles. Bill Gates has a long history of playing God. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. warned us years ago about this trait in Gates' psychopathic psychology. According to Kennedy Jr., the World Health Organization is conducting global social and medical experimentation in accordance with the vision of their mega-donor Bill Gates and his religious faith that he can use technology, vaccines and GMO agriculture to make him the savior to all of humanity. Gates' strategy of buying World Health Organization and purchasing control of US health officials like Tony Fauci and Deborah Birx means the Microsoft co-founder can now dictate global health policies affecting 7 billion people and to control the most intimate details of our lives, said Kennedy Jr. on his Instagram page. And Gates, Schwab and Harari are not the only ones. WEF agenda contributor and longtime globalist scourge George Soros also claims he's a god and the creator of everything. However, the billionaire financier also warns that he is a self-centered god who believes normal rules don't apply to him. I fancied myself as some kind of god, Soros wrote in his book Soros and Soros. If truth be known, I carried some rather potent messianic fantasies with me from childhood, which I felt I had to control, otherwise they might get me in trouble. When asked by Britain's independent newspaper to elaborate on that statement, Soros doubled down. It's a sort of disease when you consider yourself some kind of god, the creator of everything. But I feel comfortable about it now, since I began to live it out. Dangerous psychopaths have taken over the asylum. It's our job to take back control before it's too late. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue waking up the masses to the truth about what's happening in the world today. But we can't do it alone. We need your help to spread the word. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, spread this video far and wide, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content and to support the channel. I hope to see you there.